Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The South Carolina legislature has the radical idea that state colleges should use tax dollars to teach students about America, rather than spend time teaching them about the homosexual culture. Last year, the College of Charleston assigned a novel about the author's childhood as a lesbian as required reading for the entire campus. The University of South Carolina required all its first-year writing students to read a collection of stories from a gay and lesbian radio show. Students who objected were not allowed to opt out. As a result of this nonsense, the state legislature cut $52,000 and $17,000 from the two college budgets. Recently, the legislature passed a revised budget that restores the funding. But the legislators have insisted that the money be used for instruction on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers, as well as for the study of American institutions and ideals. This will put both schools back in compliance with a 90-year-old state law that says that state colleges must require courses on American founding documents. The new bill also states that any mandatory reading assignment must include an alternative for students who say the mandatory book conflicts with their religious beliefs. Now, naturally, the ACLU and other leftist organizations are hopping mad, and they're calling this an assault on academic freedom. I don't see how. The schools are still allowed to teach what they want. They just cannot cram homosexual propaganda down the throats of unwilling students. And if taxpayers are footing the bill, I think it makes good sense to use the money to make students knowledgeable about the country we live in. I can't think of anything better for that than the study of America's founding documents. I wish more states would pass requirements like South Carolina did.
The clear and intentional assault on religious freedom by the Obama administration is documented in a new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer titled No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. You can help stop the campaign to secularize America. Get your copy of No Higher Power on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. I'm here tonight with my co-host, Ingrid Castle. And we're pleased that the program producer, John Stattmiller, has a message he'd like to give everyone, and we'd love to hear what that is. John, are you there?
Hello. How you doing, Al? How you doing, Ingrid?
Great.
We're doing great. Thanks, John.
Good to hear from you.
Pleased to be here. First off, let me just say, how would you guys like another 15 minutes plus to do programming in your 7 to 9 spot?
Sounds good to me.
We're going to be cutting back commercial time, reformatting the network. We're going back to the old clock. So we're going to be able to take out about 8 minutes commercial time per hour.
Wonderful.
We're doing a pledge drive for the network. I've teamed up and through necessity, and this looks like a pretty good deal with Sam Bushman and Liberty Radio Network. And he's going to be on the network starting Monday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And there's a lot of things that we can do to help each other out, network to network. So I'm looking forward to relationships rather than being out there in this bad economic time. I mean, Sam Bushman sees the exact same thing that I do, and he's having the exact same problem. So we're teaming up, and we're going to work to solve revenue problems for both his endeavors and, of course, for Republic Broadcasting. But we are doing a pledge drive for the network. It's not earth-shattering. We don't need piles and piles of money, but we need about $8,000 to pay some back bills and to implement the new clock on the network, bringing new programming on, and 2015, guys, I hate to say this, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think you guys already know it. If 2014 looked bad, I don't think 2015 is going to be much, much better than bad. So we're doing what we have to do in order to survive into 2015, and that includes further budget cuts for the network without sacrificing the quality of the production of the programming. And we're sitting right at about $14,000 a month to run this network, and within short order, I should be able to get that down to about $11,500 a month. So we're doing everything that we can to keep the costs down, to keep the programming up, because nothing in this world is free, and the people that supply the services for us, they're not in bartering moods, and they want their money. So in order to play, you got to pay. So that's where we're at, guys. And what we're doing here is I've been offering a book. I interviewed this man, C. Fenner Goldsboro is his name. The book is Super Scam. 40-some years ago, he was a CPA, financial analyst, did a bunch of different things. He ran afoul with the IRS, and he had worked with the IRS, couldn't stand them, but then they started working their magic hocus-pocus on him, and he wasn't having any of it. So for 40 years, he's been perfecting ways to send the letters to the IRS by way of affidavit, and he makes them go away, which is pretty timely because what's coming up in a couple of months? That's right, the April Fool's Day misplaced. It's now April 15th. But everybody has had tax problems, either the individual listening right now or a family member or a friend or a neighbor or a coworker, whatever. For a $100 donation to the network, we'll send you that C. Fenner Goldsboro book, Super Scam, and you can be on your way of extricating yourself from the grips of the IRS. So we're asking people to go to PayPal. On the website, republicbroadcasting.org, at the top of the page, there's a donate button. Go to the PayPal page, make the donation, make sure you fill in your address there so you can receive that important book, and we'll get it out to you as fast as we can. And if you would like to make a donation by mail, of course, you can do that. Check, money orders, FRNs, wrapped in foil. As we've always said, we don't care. If you want a quick explanation on that, it's just to keep the prying eyes of the federal employees from taking cash out of envelopes. But there's also, you can mail that in to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. You can just mark 302 on there. Don't forget that. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or up until, I do believe, midnight tonight, you can call into the network and make a donation by way of credit card, and they will take your address, and we'll get that book out to you. Just call 800-724-2719. Extension 115. So that number again, 800. Don't call in on the caller line. 800-724-2719. Extension 115. That's it.
Thank you.
Wow, I really appreciate that. $100. I mean, that would be 80 listeners to get to the $8,000 goal, right?
Yes, it would be. Yes, it would be. And we need to clear the decks so Sam Bushman and I can get to work on some other projects, expanding the listenership, doing what we have to do. We've built the platform. We just got to get the people on the platform. There's a lot of poor, right, ignorant people out there in this country, and they deserve for one time in their life to hear the truth.
Yes. And I'm so appreciative that you've given us this opportunity to explain what they're calling government isn't really what they think it is. And, geez, that's a hard word to get out. And thank you so much for letting us do that on this network.
Well, we're going to keep beating the bushes. We're going to keep bringing more listeners on. We have, and I'm not bragging, ladies. I take this very, very seriously. We have the best educated radio audience in radio history. They are some pretty smart people, by way of the information they glean from all the talk show hosts and all the guests. For the last 10.5 years, we have helped thousands and thousands and thousands, uncounted people we have helped out there by way of information so they can assess their own situation in life, their own station, what they need to do. And information, we've heard it once. If we've heard it once, we've heard it 1,000 times. Knowledge is power. And that's exactly what this network is here to do, to disseminate and help people. So help us help you. I think that's a line out of the Jerry Maguire movie. Help me,
yep,
help you.
And another Late. One is show me the contract. No, yeah. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
I like to say, show me the contract. What did I sign?
There you go. Well, Al and Ingrid, I thank you ladies so much. I will let you go. Please, folks, respond to this so we can get this, get over this little hump, and we can keep doing what we do, and that's helping people.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, can you say the name of that book again? I mean, this is a Super Scam.
Super Scam by C. Fenner, F-E-N-N-E-R, Goldsboro. And by the way, just in case people might need a little help understanding the affidavits or if there's any questions, Mr. Goldsboro includes his home phone number in his book, and you can call him.
Great.
Wow.
I think that is pretty cool.
Yes.
He is dedicated.
That's
dedicated.
Awesome.
Well, that's great
to know. That's so wonderful that he donated so many books for this fund drive. That's just fabulous.
Yeah, it really
that's a real
is.
Dedicated American. There's some really fabulous Americans that are coming, you know, to the table here to try to save, you know, our country. And it's always just so gratifying to know that there's so many wonderful people out there. That's what I really love doing the show, because we meet so many wonderful people that actually listen to our show and have such great comments. So,
but look at the amount of good people out there we have yet to be able to talk to. That's what I keep thinking about.
True.
And that's what excites me.
Yes.
Right.
Ladies, I bid you adieu. And thank you so much. Great show. I'll get out of your way.
Good night, John.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, John. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Well,
look, like
we're going to be... right? It seems like that just took up the first segment. So stay tuned for In Defense of Humanity. Again, if you want to call, 1-800-313-9443. Thank you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Well, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. And tonight we've been talking about why does it matter that our government is a corporation? And we recommended a wonderful interview that Alfred Weber did, and he made some interesting points that wasn't on the clip that we played, but it is on the clip that's on our website, Anti-Corruption Society. And he made a comment that is so simple and yet so powerful. And the comment, and I'm going to quote him here. He said, they have no force of law. They are coming from a false premise legally. Let me repeat that. They have no force of law. They are coming from a false premise legally. Now, that is so critical because if they're not a sovereign government, which we've proven they are not, they're a corporation, they cannot make law over living flesh and blood men and women. Corporations are bound by the laws of contract. All they can do is contract. And they have a system where they trick us into contracting with them. And in that interview, someone said to him, well, what do we do as individuals? And he was very sober when he said, engage your own personal sovereignty. And what does that mean when he says your own personal sovereignty? It means that no corporation has the authority to dictate what I do and do not do. Monsanto can't tell you you must buy their products. Microsoft can't tell you that you've got to update from Windows XP to Windows 7 just because they decided to discontinue XP. You're sovereign. You get to make your own choices. And unfortunately, they got us convinced that they're the legitimate government and they get to tell us what to do. They're not a legitimate government. They have no force of law. They are coming from a false premise legally. And then he went on to say, do not let any portion of the matrix, which is the corporate government, force you to do anything against your will. Always challenge. And he repeated that three times. Always challenge. Always challenge. And what we kind of humorously quoted, and when John was on, I mentioned that, show me the contract. They're bound by the laws of contract. Well, show me the contract. Well, they don't have a contract. Or perhaps they do, but they're not willing to tell you that the contract is bound up in either your voting, registering to vote, or is it bound up in your birth certificate? They perceive that they have the authority to do this. We're going to challenge, always challenge. And we were so thrilled when Alfred Weber endorsed Lawfully Yours. And he put a link to it on his new website. And I can't tell you how exciting that was, because that is exactly what Lawfully Yours is. It is a manual of instructions on how to expose them for what they are. They're just a corporation, and challenge their authority. And that, it's pretty easy to do. It is true. It's not what you've been taught. You can't hire a lawyer. You have to read this stuff. You have to think about this stuff. You have to understand this stuff. But we have this show. People can call in and ask questions. We have emails that they can send an email question if they have one. My email address is sayno2flushots@gmail.com. And once you read this, and you may have to read Lawfully Yours more than once, you start to understand how the corporate legal structure works, and you see ways that you can challenge. There are ways you can challenge this structure that I probably haven't even thought of. Don't you think, Ingrid? There's a lot of people challenging the structure, actually.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of people, you know, challenging their jurisdiction and where they are claiming they get their authority. You know, it's always good to be really clear that they, you know, they're a corporation. It's proven they're registered on Dun & Bradstreet, and as such, they have lost any sovereignty, and they don't have any authority over you. But they will claim through adhesion contracts that they do. So you want to ask them, can you please show me the contract? And through contract law, you have to know all the conditions of that contract. And if you were not shown all the conditions, then that's what they would call an adhesion contract. And it's not valid as a real contract, giving them jurisdiction.
An interesting,
so there's lots of things. Yeah, go ahead.
An interesting example, and I haven't verified this. I just heard it recently from a friend who lives in Ohio. previously we thought that they put you on their jury duty, and remember, it's their private court. You're not serving justice by serving on their juries, trust me. So Ingrid had brought up that she was notified they wanted to put her on jury duty, and Ingrid did mention that she had registered to vote. I found the same thing happened with people I know in Ohio, that if you register to vote, you go on the list for jury duty. I found out recently in Ohio, and I haven't validated this, but it's interesting, that they have now changed. And if you have a driver's license, an Ohio driver's license, they put your name on jury duty. So that's a perfect example of an adhesion contract. Because when you walk in to renew your license or get your license for the first time, most people are unaware that you are actually signing a contract to agree to serve on their corporate court juries. That's a right. Perfect example of how they trick us into contracting by putting terms and conditions in the contract that either are inappropriate or are not exposed, not disclosed.
Exactly. That's so true.
So reading these contracts, and I honestly, I haven't thought what I would do. I guess I'd have to scratch lines out or something, because certainly getting a driver's license should not carry any other responsibilities in it, like jury duty, for Pete's sakes. That's ridiculous. Right. But this is how the corporation functions. It is not representing the people, because the people would not vote for that. It is making up all these rules and restrictions behind the scenes and then inflicting them on us. Someone said there's somewhere upwards of 8,000 statutes, and most of the population is completely unaware of that. So at any given moment, you can be accused of violating one of their corporate statutes and absolutely have no idea that it was even there.
Right.
I think some people call this fascism.
Well, this is, yeah, well, it is. This is what Alfred Lamont Weber also stated that I thought was really important, was that it's important that we don't get caught in the matrix in terms of healthcare and going to hospitals or doctors. He is very clear on the dangers of aspartame, vaccines, GMO, fluoride, all of these poisons. So the more you can, you know, grow your own food, support farmers markets, can and dry your own food, and just be more empowered with your own health care. I mean, where I live, I harvest a lot of the herbs that grow wild around here and use those for my health programs. And, you know, if I get a cold or a flu, by chance, I have all those things that I've harvested that I can use. So, you know, it certainly cuts down on expenses, and there's a lot of things that you can do to get out of the matrix of their poisoning schemes to keep us constantly sick and unhealthy and not able to get above water financially. You know, being in constant debt for medical mishaps. Anyhow, we're coming up on another commercial break. Again, if you want to contribute or ask us a question, it's 1-800-313-9443, and we love hearing from you.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. www.freedombroadcasting.org and start saving now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Humanity with Al Whitney and Ingrid Castle. Wow, I didn't realize that Alfred Weber. I guess I kind of heard whisperings of that. You know, I was watching some of Alfred Weber's information on his website, but yeah, the 2016 presidential elections, even though they're just electing the CEO of the corporation, apparently there's going to be a candidate that's just going to be on the ticket. You know, this is the main thrust, is to restore the organic constitution of 1789 and dismantle the corporate USA Inc. Is that correct, Al?
Yes, I think Alfred Weber believes, particularly with this BRICS things and this petrodollar collapse, that the people need a candidate who runs on a platform in 2016, and the platform being to restore the constitution. Now, I have listened to Leo Wanta, and Ingrid and I, you and I have talked about this, that we would agree with the concept, but we've seen Ron Paul, what happened to him. He couldn't win a primary because they control the votes. And they stole the primary from him, as far as I can tell. Dennis Kucinich, they didn't want to allow him much time to speak. They did everything they could, and they eventually got rid of him. And Ross Perot, I think they threatened, people say that they threatened his daughter. Mm-hmm. So the question is, in our current system, is there a way to get a candidate out into the public with the message that the Constitution's been hijacked and needs to be restored? I love the idea. I just am not sure. We talked about, and Lewanta, I believe, has a different approach to restoring the Constitution. His approach is that it is up to military. It is up to the military to restore the republic. They are under the perception that they're working for the republic and the national interests. And it would be up to them to eliminate the usurper corporation that slid in without our knowledge or awareness, and that it is now looting the country and the people and the resources. So I don't know, Ingrid. I mean, if the military could put in, I don't know, Gordon Duff is running, or Alfred Weber, if they could support a candidate to take that position and restore the Constitution and eliminate the Federal Reserve, that may be the only way this will happen. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, after the Ron Paul Revolution, we realized how controlled the whole voting thing is. You know, vote fraud. It's been exposed countless times by, Bev Harris and, who's that? I have it on the tip of my tongue, but the vote fraud people. Yeah. Anyhow, many people have, you know, black box voting. I think that's Bev Harris's side. But, yeah, until we actually restore a method of voting, and when a lot of people are aware, they realize that actually registering to vote puts you in the jurisdiction of a 14th Amendment citizen, which a lot of people don't want to have any part of. So, you know, it's a huge can of worms, for sure. It'll be interesting, you know, what methods we all come up with a Liberty Roundtable type of discussion among some of these scholars like Alfred Lamont Weber and other ones that you and I have talked about, because there's many different ways to bring this about, and there's several people that want to just tackle it locally. So anyway, we do have a caller, Patrick in Kansas City. Thank you for calling in Defense of Humanity.
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Well, Ingrid is
the one I want to talk to.
There's Al.
Yes, Ingrid's the one I want to talk to. You've long been a heroine of mine. I have two items I wanted to talk about. One is, I just happened to think of this. I know Stu Webb has a pretty nice article on Veterans Today about Lewanta. First item is, besides that, is I cannot find out if Don Nikoloff is dead or alive. Could you help me?
Oh, gosh. I have several people that have called me. The last person who has had any contact with him that I know that's validated is Truat in Utah.
You can't trust the word Truat says. Do a search on the Internet. You won't believe it.
You know, I'm actually good friends with Truat, and I am very clear with the controversy between Len Horowitz and his girlfriend, Sherry Kane.
Oh, there's a lot more than that. Talk about, you know, his problem with Catherine Albrecht and Bill Deagle. Second item is, I won't go into that, though.
Well, I'm actually on the other side of that whole controversy. I got, let's don't even go there, because I have a lot of other information. So
I understand. I understand. I was just trying to give you a heads up in case you didn't know. Do you remember?
Oh, I do know.
Okay, do you remember an old friend of yours, I guess he was, named Bill Bingham?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Bill's a good friend of mine here in Kansas City area, and I just No, he's 85 now. He just took a fall here about a few months ago, and he had his head opened up and had all the blood drained out. But he's sharp as a tack. He just, you know, he's just really,
really?
Feeble now. But he talks about you all
the
time.
Is he at home? Is he at home?
He's at home, yes.
Because I remember he was taking care of his wife, and he was in better shape. But he's pretty feisty.
Oh,
yes.
I
need to call him. I think about him every August 15th. That's his birthday.
Yes, oh, is that right? You remember that, huh?
That was Don's and my anniversary. That's when we got married,
oh,
Don
I
and
see.
I. So I always associate our anniversary and Bill Bingham's birthday that date.
He's got the same number he always had. I just thought I'd mention it to you. I think you'd love to hear from me. You know, he doesn't have a computer or anything. And, of course, you guys don't put out the newspaper anymore. He used to always give me his paper. That's why I didn't subscribe. He always saved them for me. But that's all I really need you to know. Do you ever put out way a person can email you?
Yeah, that's actually on the Republic Broadcasting Network website under host.
Okay. Oh, under,
you know, just info at vaccinetruth.com.
Okay, I will go there and get it. I didn't see it. I guess I missed it or something.
Yeah, info at vaccinetruth.com, and Al's is say no to flu shots with the number 2 at Gmail.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you, Ingrid. Ingrid, it's a pleasure talking with you. And,
it's a pleasure talking to you, too, and thank you for giving me an update on Bill. He's a great guy. Yeah, I'm not publishing anything but Common Sense 2, America Betrayed, right now. It's in its 6th printing.
Oh, no kidding.
It's the only thing I have in print right now.
I didn't even know about that. Okay, Ingrid. Well, you have a nice what's left of your day, and maybe I'll be able to email you. I don't know if you have Bill's number or not. I think you probably do, but I'll email it to you.
I do. Yeah, would you email it to me? Because I have it in the database. I still actually have the database, thank God.
You know, I'll tell you, one little quick thing real quick. I would love to get more information that, like, Don Nikoloff used to put in there about not only, you know, the Bushes and everything, but about Eisenhower and John McCain, or whatever his name is. Anyway, do you have any
of
that
information? The research Don Nikoloff put out.
Pardon?
Well, what you're saying is the research that Don Nikoloff, he had an inside source,
you know,
and so you like that kind of particular research that uncovers who these guys actually are.
Is there any way you have
bloodlines they came from?
I'm sorry. Is there any way you have any of that there that person can get off of your site somewhere?
Oh, we have all the anything that was unique to our newspaper, and all of Don Nikoloff's articles are on the Idaho Observer website. I pay every year to make sure that website stays up. It's great for research. So all of it's there.
On there or not, I probably should have looked before I wasted your time. Oh, have a nice...
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm just saying.
All right.
Yeah, but thank you so much for calling, Patrick. Just, you know, you can always go to that website and get whatever you want that was in our paper. Okay, thank you. Well, I really appreciate that call, but we have some other things that we want to definitely focus on. And we will be coming up on a commercial break pretty soon. So we only have a couple more segments, we're near the end of the show. That happened really fast. So I want to remind everyone to please donate to Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, we're having to really pool resources just to keep this network on the air. So a $100 donation will get you Super Scam, the book. And that sounds like an amazing book where you have direct access to the author.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hey, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We only have a few minutes of the show. I mean, it's the last segment. So, anyhow, we wanted to bring up some of the controversy that's going on within the Patriot community regarding whether a corporation is, you know, our government being a corporation is actually important or not. And so there's a few people on different sides of the fence, and of course, Al has done a great job bringing forward, you know, people like Leo Wanta, Karen Hootes, Alfred Lamont Reber, and there are other people out there that understand that this is really important, that you can't try to make changes within the current structure of a corporation. We're not going to get anywhere. We have to not have a corporation as our government. We need to have a sovereign government restored, and that's where restoring the organic constitution of 1789 becomes critical if we're going to have any progress in this direction and actually have a functional monetary system. You know, the international bankers successfully hijacked this country, and it's way past time to kick them out of our country and say enough is enough. You know, forget auditing the Fed. We need to eliminate the Fed. You know, this is where
there's a great – well, there's a great – people can search this out themselves. They can type in the box YouTube dash Catherine Austin Fitz dash The Looting of America. Now, Alfred Weber mentioned that in that interview that he did, but she goes into detail as to more or less how it was done. It was done intentionally. They looted our country. Intentionally, they exported the jobs. Intentionally, they created the bust after they created the real estate boom. They've done all of that on purpose. They've taken industry. They've closing plants. In my area, they've actually had these manufacturing buildings removed, destroyed. They've actually torn them down. This was not an accident, people, and nor was this progress. This was our country being looted. And the target is the middle class. And for them, the middle class is anybody who's not in the 1%.
Right.
That's how they define the middle class. If you're not in the 1%, you don't count. So there was a controversy, and it was interesting the caller brought up Stu Webb, because I did listen to an interview that Stu Webb did where he is under the impression we have to work within the current system and get Gordon Duff elected president. The current system is the corporate system where they control the polls. They control the media. They control the debates. There's no reason to believe that we're going to get anybody who will restore the Constitution elected in the current system, the current corporation. Whereas Leo Wanta is saying that the military is going to have to restore the Constitution and remove the Federal Reserve. I'm looking more at Leo Wanta because I'm having a hard time believing that we can get elected someone who will restore the Constitution, although I would support the idea wholeheartedly. What do you think?
Well, like I said, vote fraud is so evident, at least where I live. We had a huge movement here with, you know, we called it the Ron Paul Revolution, and there were signs, banners everywhere. I mean, when Ron Paul came, there was only standing room only. It was like, you know, the biggest concert you could ever imagine. I mean, people, in the middle of a weekday, people took off work and came, you know, 2 hours away to hear Ron Paul speak in our county. And so the primaries, unbelievably, they had him down in this county as 30% in the primaries. But yet, all the candidates that ran on the Ron Paul ticket were, it was like a landslide. So they ran on the Ron Paul ticket. They got 80 to 90% of the vote, and yet Ron Paul himself got 30%. It didn't make any sense. And this was happening throughout the state.
Right.
There was so much vote fraud. And what they do now, and most all of us have figured it out, is they take the absentee ballots. Now we have Washington State right next to where I live in Idaho. They don't have any polling places. Everything is vote by mail.
Oh, wow.
And that's how they manipulate the vote here. I've talked to countless candidates that all of a sudden got redistricted out, or they did a three-way tie. And they were prevailing until, guess what? The absentee ballots were counted. The absentee ballots are the way they, you know, get their candidate in. And they, instead of counting them up first, it's the wild card they wait to add up at the very end. And this is, I know, is happening all over the country.
Yeah.
So they encourage, in fact, our last election, the opposition was putting out tons of vote-by-mail literature. So this is why we need to have a different method, in my opinion. So anyway, we are coming up to the top of the hour, I believe, yes. Are we or no?
Well, and in Ohio,
no, we are. Okay.
In Ohio, some researcher proved that these electronic machines could be. There have been testimonies by computer programmers who worked on actually setting the machines up so they could be altered from satellites. So our current system will not, in my opinion, and I think I've got tons of people who've written books about it, in the opinion of a lot of people, if they can control the voting results, that means the system is so broken that to go to the polls and think we can fix it is I'm afraid that's naive. That's just plain naive. In fact, when you vote in a presidential campaign, that, as Ingrid pointed out, that makes you a federal citizen. You don't want to be voting in their campaigns. You do not want to vote, period. But you do want to challenge their authority in every way you can. Until something changes, voting is sending them the message that you trust the system. And after listening to our program for these many months, if you trust the system, oh gosh, Ingrid, I don't know what to say.
After all this,
you know, that we've
blatantly poisoning us, fluoridating the city water,
and
forcing our children to have vaccines and fluoride rinses in school, having Common Core as a curriculum to keep your children from you as parents, you know, making the state, you know, the preferable parent for your children.
And CPS,
I mean,
kidnapping.
It goes on and on, yeah.
And CPS kidnapping, we've talked about that as well. I mean, you know, this system, you're not going to vote and change it, because they are nailing you on a local level. They're nailing you on a county level, on a state level, and a federal level. The money the corporation has filtered into all these communities via grants has created this nightmare that we're now all being... that's being inflicted on everybody. So it's time that we start asking for the contract. If we make a big enough stink on that one, I think we're going to get some attention. You know, you guys don't have the authority to do what you're doing. Again, how did Weber say it? They have no force of law. They are coming from a false premise legally. And I was so grateful that he made that point, because it certainly needs to be made, don't you think?
Well, yeah, people need to understand where law even comes from, or its origination, the foundation of jurisdiction, and where your country gets it from. I mean, a corporation does not have jurisdiction over a sovereign people, and a people are sovereign who live under a sovereign government.
And they're flesh and blood living people.
Right.
They're not corporate legal persons. Yes, they're not corporate fictions, and that's what these laws are made for, and we've said that, but let's say it again. The laws are made for corporate legal persons, which are not living flesh and blood beings.
Right.
Well,
and
this was fun.
You can look under Black's Law Dictionary. There's a whole definition of person that validates this, everything we're saying. So, you know, really appreciate all the people that tune in to In Defense of Humanity. We look forward to another wonderful episode next week. So stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitney and Ingrid Castle. So thanks so much.
With financial